Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The case against Muriel Boll and her husband Jacob have been dismissed by a court in Dijon this morning. The couple had been accused of being involved in the case of the disappearance of little Grégory in 1984, but a judge has today removed all judicial restrictions. Boll had made a statement during the investigation 33 years ago, accusing her brother-in-law of being involved in the little boy's murder, a statement she later retracted. The Ecology Minister, Nicolas Hulot, has said that he will decide this summer whether to stay in his government role. He has said that he will make an assessment on how his policies are moving forward and base his decision to depart or not on his successes. The Paris Court of Appeal will today decide whether former President Nicolas Sarkozy should be questioned as part of the Big Malion case. A judge is still considering Sarkozy's appeal for it not to be sent to the criminal courts. After the knife attack in Paris on Saturday, police teams are still working through evidence as part of the ongoing investigation. The attacker's parents have been released from custody, but one of his acquaintances, a man of Chechen origin, is still being questioned over assisting Ramzat Azimov with preparations in the lead-up to the attack. Three peace marches will take place today in Paris, Valence and Strasbourg to pay tribute to Naomi, the young woman whose cries for help went unaided. Naomi had called SAMU for severe pain in her abdomen but was not taken seriously by the operator. She died several hours later. Her parents have lodged an official complaint against the university hospital in Strasbourg. It has been confirmed that the suspected chemical attack by government forces against Syrian rebels did involve the use of chlorine. The Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons reported their findings after continued pressure from Western regimes to clarify whether international law on the use of the banned substances had been broken. And finally, in football news, Marseille take on Atletico Madrid in the final of the Europa League tonight. The French team last lifted the trophy in 1993. The match will kick off at 8:45 at the Groupama Stadium in Lyon amidst high levels of security. 1,200 police officers are being deployed throughout the match. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.